We've been reporting all morning Hurricane Alex is churning up the waters of the Gulf in the western part of the Gulf near the Mexican border and southern Texas. Joining us now is Mayor Pat Ahumada, who's the mayor of Brownsville, Texas. Good morning, Mayor.
Good morning, John.
So what kind of winds are you seeing? We've been reporting this is a Category 2. What are you feeling there in Brownsville already?
No, this is a Category 1, a strong Category 1. I don't think it'll reach Category 2, but if it does, it'll be a weak Category 2. Right now, the hurricane is southeast of Brownsville, about 220 miles, going in a west-northwest direction at 7 miles an hour, with winds, high sustained winds of 80 miles an hour. The wind spans about 300 miles, 150 miles each way. It is a dangerous storm because it's going to produce a lot of water. It is expected to drop on us 6 to 20 inches of water. And it's a lingering storm, meaning that, you know, it's going at a slow pace, which does a lot more damage compounded with the flooding, the wind and the flooding. So we're prepared, though. Brownsville's one of the communities that's better prepared than any other community in the state of Texas. We have an awesome team that works year-round for these kind of things. And the citizens are also prepared because they live with hurricanes year in, year out. So the city is in good shape, working with state and federal officials. We got 8-9 school buses available to us, 30 ambulances if we need to activate them. And we drained our Resacas. Our Resacas, they're like oxbow lakes.
Right.
And they're a reservoir, water reservoir. But we drain them during this time to absorb the rains. So that way the runoff goes into the Resacas, and then we dump it into the Rio Grande River and goes into the ocean, to which minimizes the flood and the damage. So the city is prepared in all areas. Public Works, a utility company, it's got response. We must have about 500 people working and on standby to handle any kind of emergency.
Mr. Mayor, I'm up here in New York City. I'm nowhere near this hurricane, but I'm just feeling reassured listening to that confidence in your voice. You certainly have a lot of experience here. Any sense that the oil gusher is going to have any impact on you at all? We know that the winds are not actually on the site of the oil spill itself, although it is hampering cleanup efforts up there.
Okay. In my past life, I was a shrimper, so I know the fishing industry very well. That's a big concern to us here, how it will impact the shrimping industry and the shipping industry. Should the wind shift to the north, we'll turn the waters and then steer the oil this way. That, you know, it would be devastating. But we're not anticipating that today. I think we're going to be okay the way the trajectory is. But you know, you never know with these storms; they could change course and create a lot of havoc and do a lot of damage. But the reassurance is that we work very well with the state and federal and local officials to make sure that we're ready for any contingency.
Well,
but yes, you're right. We are ready.
I wish I was in Brownsville for Hurricane Alex, that's for sure. Mayor Pat Ahumada is the mayor of Brownsville, Texas, talking about the preparations being made. He says a Category 1 hurricane. They're seeing winds of 110 miles per hour, at least gusting that high, but they're all prepared for landfall sometime in the next 24 hours. Mayor, thanks so much.
Thank you so much. You all have a great day. Thank you very much.